Good morning. Is everybody awake this morning? What would your life be like if you were not in the family of God? Thankfully, we do not have to think about this. At the same time, we don't want to take such for granted. How then can we, from an ability point of view, and then also from a putting into practice point of view, show our appreciation for God's grace leading to the gift of faith in Him? That's something for us to chew on this morning as we worship our great God. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
O Lord, keep our ears attentive to your word through word and song.
And accept our words of thanks and grace.
For the Lord is good and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him.
Stand. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love.
According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children, but we have disobeyed him, and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, Let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the feast of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Pray. Almighty God, we confess that we deserve to be punished for our evil deeds, but we ask you graciously to cleanse us from all sin and to comfort us with your salvation.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. On this fourth Sunday in Lent, a reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Numbers. Why are some life lessons more difficult to learn than others? They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread. There is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here we have a reminder of why grace is so important in our life. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that, in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. And we join. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 98, sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Made his salvation known.
And revealed his righteousness to the nations.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Verse to Jesus, song and music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp.
With the harp and the sound of singing.
Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples of equity.
Stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter. God is not only the God of love, he is also the God of truth and light. And his truth and light exposes that which is not true. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Please be seated. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
So may God's grace, His mercy, and His peace continue to be yours in great abundance. And thankfully, it is possible for this through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. Turn back to these words from Ephesians 2. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, thanks to God's grace in our life. Truth. What is truth? That question has been asked throughout the ages. Does truth even exist? Well, we know it does. Because this world could not and would not be able to exist if truth were not a part of this world. Now, what is truth or what is truth? That could be debatable in certain situations, like when Uncle Harry wants to talk about the good old days, what's fabricated and what is actually true. But when it comes to truth and what is true, based on the Word of God, that is not debatable. For God has declared it so on the pages of Holy Scripture. And we see time and time again how the Scriptures have been fulfilled. And based on what already has been fulfilled, we can trust that what Scripture says by God's doing will be fulfilled in His good time. And so there is truth that we can count on, that we can build our life upon. Today, for example, from Ephesians 2, there is so much truth packed into these 10 verses. And though most of us, if not all of us, are familiar with these words before us from Ephesians 2, it is good for us to hear them yet again and to digest them yet again because of the truth that is in these verses. Truth which impacts our life to our very core. Truth that leads us to reflect on God's grace in our life. Because it is truly because of His grace that He is in our life. Because the Apostle Paul, by inspiration, reminds us that our status before God's grace in our life, it was a status of dead, spiritual corpses. That is what we are by nature. That is what we are before God. Because of the inherited sin that has been passed down from parent to parent, generation to generation. It is amazing sometimes how many people, even within Christendom, miss this truth on the pages of Holy Scripture regarding inherited or original sin. And can teach then an untruth that people are basically good and that children are of an age of innocence until a certain point of time. Going against the clear truths of Scripture. Ephesians 2 is just one example of emphasizing the truth that we are dead, spiritual corpses by nature. And so we are not in a position to have God come into our life by our own asking or choosing. Because spiritual corpses cannot make such decisions. Not only then do we recognize this truth that we are dead to God by nature, objects of His wrath, we also are very active in our state of sin. Our sinful nature shows itself way too often. Even as Christians, right? That old sinful nature raises its ugly head time and time again. But as we examine this world and what's all going on in the world and scratch your heads wondering what is the problem. Well, we know what it is. It's that inherited sin showing itself time and time again through selfish acts, whether it be abuse or stealing or speaking untruths. Sin is active. And that sinful nature is encouraged to be active by Satan, who is described by the Bible as the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning, since his rebellion against God, his creator. Because that is what his sin has led to. Murder. Death. The wages of sin is death. Someone has once described Satan's influence in this world as causing the world to be full of poison and fumes of hell. There is poison on our streets, and we're not just talking the drug kind. There is poison on our streets fueled by Satan. And it takes various forms. And it's the fumes of hell capturing people. For as Jesus has said in John 3, right? People who don't believe in him for salvation stand condemned now already. And it's now during their time of grace, they have the opportunity to wake up from their spiritual deadness and come to life in Christ. But not only then is our sinful nature fueled by Satan and his poison, it's also fueled by the unbelieving world, who keeps throwing immorality in our face, whether it be in our music, whether it be on TV, whether it be in our workplace and all the different things we now have to go through in order to keep our job. Sin is active. Even in our own life. For none of us can say we are guilt-free. We continue to break God's law day after day, proving once again that we are not worthy of his grace. But in verse 4, there's a big but, B-U-T. But because of his undeserved love, but because of his grace, he does not treat us as we deserve. He fills our life with grace. And so our status now, because of his grace, his undeserved love, is no longer dead to him in sin, but now alive in him in Christ Jesus. The fact that we can claim Christ to be our Savior again is not on us because we were dead. And even Romans 5 reminds us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We can take no credit for our salvation. It's not in view of faith that would be worked in us. It's not by faith that we are saved. It's through faith that we are saved. Faith in Christ Jesus. And so there's no boasting on our part, no boasting in our works, no boasting even in our faith, but rather boasting in the object of our faith, which is Christ Jesus, and in his cross. Because it's through his cross that we see God's grace in clear view. Because it's through that cross that Jesus died on that we have the forgiveness of sins. For all those active sins that we commit, and even the ones that we're not aware of, Jesus went to the cross for those sins too and said, "It is finished. Your sin has been paid for." And because of that, we are no longer in a position of standing dead before God, but rather through the work of the Spirit, using the means of grace centered in the cross of Christ, we are alive now in Christ. And since now we are alive with God in Christ Jesus, by his grace, we reflect on his grace even more once again in our life, as that grace equips us to live our lives in light of this grace. He gives us the ability to do so. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And so that ability to do those good works comes from the motive of God's love, of his grace. We're no longer living for ourselves, but rather for Him who lived and died and lives again for us. We're showing acts of compassion and kindness and following the commandments, not because we want to or not because we're going to get pats on the back. We simply act because that is how God has moved us to act. To be on the lookout for opportunities to serve and not just to be served. He is the one who has put that desire in us. As we look at the world walking as spiritual corpses, we can see, or we should be able to see, a clear distinction between those who are living for themselves and those who are living for God. For He has equipped us to be His handiwork, to live His grace. There are two ways, based on Ephesians, that we can show that we're equipped and living His grace. One is worship. To give Him the honor and the glory that is due His name by emphasizing, Lord, You are the priority in my life, and I am willing to set time aside for You, who has definitely set time aside for me. If we can't give the Lord at least 1 hour a week, what are we saying about His grace in our life? Well, we know what we're saying. Lord, You're just not that important. I got better things to do. That gets to that point because we stop reflecting on the impact of God's grace in our life. But thankfully, God's grace is still there, as long as this world is still here. And through that grace, He gives us opportunity after opportunity to get connected and stay connected to His means of grace, which is at the heart of our worship. Because it's through those means of grace that we're not only connected to His grace, but we're able to stay connected to His grace. And it's through those means of grace we stay motivated and equipped to live His grace, which leads to that second word to sum up the reflection of grace in our life, and that is witness. This is how we are to go about our life, being a witness of His grace in our life. Basically, to just keeping our head down and doing what God has called us to do, not looking around going, hey, is somebody seeing me doing this good work? Hey, am I getting recognition for this? Am I getting a bonus for this or that? Just simply doing the work that God has called us and put us in a position to do. If we could just all do that, even in the church, imagine the infighting that would not take place because we're concerned about who gets the credit. Or my feelings got hurt because I was not recognized. It's not about us. And we have to hear this time and time again because too often, right, our sinful nature along with the devil is right there saying, well, it should be about you. It's about Christ. It's about God's grace. This church existed before many of us were here, and this church will exist after most of us are gone, if God wants it to be. It's not about us. But in the meantime, we all have a role to play. And we also have a role to play in our families and in our communities and in the workplaces or wherever we might be, to be His witness. In a way, we do want people to have their attention drawn to us, not because of what we have done, but because of who we are in Christ Jesus. We are not acting as the world acts. There is something different about us, in a good way, about the love of God, that we simply are looking out for the needs of others because that is who we are now by God's grace. And so we want to put the commandments into practice, motivated by love, and we are equipped to do just that. We want to invite others to have a conversation with us, whether it be a family member or a friend or a neighbor as possible, just to get to know that person and hopefully get to a point in that conversation where we can talk about what's important to me and why, leading to hopefully we find out what's important to them and why, which then follows up with, hopefully, Lord willing, an opportunity to share the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's all about worship and witness. And we're in a position to do that as we reflect on God's grace and what that grace has given us the ability to do in our life. So of all the truths that exist in this world, what truth impacts your life for the better? How about the truth having to deal with God's grace in action with you in mind? And because of that, dear friends, then keep on reflecting on this grace in your life. And keep on being a reflection of this grace in your life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith. It's printed out for us on page 9. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We pray. Lord God, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us each day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being. Take our silver and our gold, and not a mite would we withhold. Take our intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Take our love, O Lord, we pour, at your feet its treasure store. Take ourselves, and we will be ever only all for you. We thank you, Lord, for those who are able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. As you have watched over them through life to this point, we trust you will continue to watch over them. And now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you.
Our look at the book of Philippians continues as our Sunday morning Bible study focus. So that takes place at 9:30. Again, you're welcome to sing with the children at 9:15 in the chapel and then come back here for Bible study. Another midweek Lenten service coming up. This at 6:30 with fellowship meal at 5:30. Please see the weekly news regarding a couple events coming up. The egg hunt, an outreach event on the 30th before Easter Sunday. So you can read the details there of what we're looking for as far as volunteers or objects to help fill up the eggs. And then on Easter Day, Easter breakfast that we plan to have in between the services. So you can see if you're able to help with that. Read those details in the weekly news. Just a note, the fence that's been put out there, PG&E is back at it again, making improvements in our area. And so I have asked if they could use some of our parking spots. They do help us out in return. So that's why the fence is up there and will be there through the summer months. And then a thank you to the volunteers, especially yesterday, who helped put in all that rock as the patio project continues to come to completion. So it's hopefully their backs are feeling okay today. And thank you for all the time and effort that goes into that. At this time, we'll see the work that we support together with our church body as we watch the Wells Connection.
Hi, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. The work of Wells Home Missions comes down to one thing: proclaiming the saving gospel to those who know their Savior and to those who don't yet know Him. And by the grace of God, Wells Home Mission churches around our synod continue to do just that as we enter year two of planting 100 new mission churches and enhancing 75 existing ministries over the next decade.
Dan and Savannah Scheffel are new Wells members in Fredericksburg, Virginia. But prior to that, they were no strangers to Christianity.
We grew up in the church. I've served in a church my whole life.
Before coming to a Wells church, they both served on their local church's staff. Until a few years ago, when their church experienced some internal problems that led Dan and Savannah to leave behind both their work, community, and their church family at the same time.
It was lonely. We had moved here for that church, and leaving there, that was our community, that was our friends, that was the whole reason we lived in Virginia and left our families. And it was isolating, and you know, how do you stay close to God when you're leaving a place where you should have been growing closer to Him, but you felt further and further away?
Thanks to a simple invitation from a friend and the work of the Holy Spirit, Dan and Savannah were led to visit the Wells Home Mission Church in their area, the Way Lutheran Church.
Would you join me in our confession centered around a remembrance of our baptism in your worship guide?
The Way has been worshiping in rented spaces since it launched 7 years ago. And now they are putting down roots by buying and renovating a building of their own.
It's so easy as you grow as a church to maybe get a little distracted with our capital campaign, our building project, our first church. And so we remind ourselves all the time, keep the main thing, which means holding out the mission that Christ gave the church, sharing the gospel with our community continually, and gathering ourselves around it.
And the Way's emphasis on the main thing was exactly what Dan and Savannah needed.
One thing that surprised me when I sat down with Dan and Savannah was really their passionate interest in our church body. They wanted to ask about our doctrine of fellowship and just how that plays out in real times.
I like the way the sacraments are valued and treated within the Lutheran Church. It's definitely refreshing. Closed communion was an entirely new concept for me. I had never heard of it, and I had to read a book about it. But it means something. It's not just something we do quarterly and everybody wears a suit that Sunday. It's, we need this. This is God's forgiveness. And how great is it to partake in that? It's not just a tradition we do because Jesus did it with his disciples and told us to do it. This is meaningful. This is healing. This is forgiveness.
Through the Ways Bible Information class, the Lord opened Dan and Savannah's eyes to what the Bible says about salvation by grace through faith in Christ, the Lord's Supper, Christian marriage, and infant baptism. This new biblical understanding of baptism led them to baptize their baby girl, Ingrid.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It was so meaningful, and it felt like full circle, because, you know, 2019, we felt so lost, and I didn't know if we'd ever find a church that felt like home, and that was truly teaching God's word. And there we were all these years later.
Dan and Savannah have since moved back to their hometown in Pennsylvania to be closer to family. And they say that they've had a difficult time finding a new church home there, since there isn't a Wells Church in the area.
We really want to have a Wells Church in our community that can be there to serve and be a light and be home to the families where we live.
In fact, they have been so impacted by their experience at The Way that they have started to ask about how they can get involved with Wells Home Missions in their community.
If there was an opportunity for a core group to form and for us to plant a church in downtown Johnstown where we live, we would absolutely love that.
The initiative to plant 100 new home mission churches and enhance 75 existing congregations by 2033 continues to be moving forward by the grace of God. At wells110.net, you can see more stories of individual souls who are being impacted by Wells Home Missions, as well as learn about how you can be a part of this effort.